Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of. Make sure. Good, this is on. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on May the 4th of 2020. And may the 4th be with you here on Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I know I've seen that liner for several years with the Star Wars theme. But more importantly than that, of course, may the Lord be with you. May Jesus be with you. Amen. Especially when times like these end. This is the last day. And it's what a day to live in. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the blessing of safety and protection. And we'll be standing on Psalm 91, which I will be reading tonight, along with another psalm or two right next to it. And it's going to be really good. I know it is, and I know the Lord wants to be a protector. Because he gives us like a protection canopy, the blessing of the Lord. And the Lord really wants us to be safe. And he has angels that are camped round about us to keep us in all of our ways. I'm a firm believer in that. I've stood on that since I was very young age, and I can remember hearing my pastor saying that. As he closes out every service, as do, and if someone else is speaking, one of our ministers, by that I mean one of our ministers, the last thing we do at the end of every service is Psalm 91. And it's not just meant as, oh, something to get it out of the way. No, we mean it. And the blessing of the Lord is not something to be taken for granted. And we're going to find out tonight as we read it. And what are you doing? As you will see, though, listeners, there's buttons you can push to turn on that volume. So that way it's not like permanently like that. I mean, so that like when I try to log on and I can't hear anything. Sorry, we're just figuring something out. But anyhow, I was just saying, we're gonna discover that God really does save. He really does protect. And I'm going to give you a few examples because I've seen it perfect personally in my life. And so, like I said, it's going to be good tonight. Now, update us for how things are going. You know, we had a couple of nice warm days here a couple days ago. Sadly, it did not continue today as it cooled way down. We're back into the 50s. We're going to be in the 50s all week into what looks like the start of next week, after which the extended forecast looks shows some warming, which will really help out a lot. And if you've noticed or not, things are opening up in more states. Florida just opened. Restaurants and retailers and such today. Texas did a couple days ago. Tennessee is. South Carolina, Oklahoma. Indiana's going to start very soon, in the next week, I believe. North Virginia. It's a growing list of states. I don't usually take time really to talk about the politics of things, but it's really important that you pray over your governor, regardless of whether he or she is Republican or Democrat, because they need your prayers. Oh, and if you got a Democrat as a governor, you really need to be praying right now. I'm serious. Because some places, some of us like communists. I mean, the last thing I'll say about this is our governor up here today. She did not say anything in her press conference about opening up. Nothing. Which is concerning. So we need to pray. The Bible says to pray over those who have authority over you. And William Barr, the Attorney General, is looking at things. He's given them a certain window of time. Is that how that is, Shelley, from what you understand? It's like he's given them a certain window of time?
I guess so, yes.
What is it? A week, 2 weeks, something like that?
Not sure.
You just know a window of that it's a window that expires before the end of the month.
But if they
don't act, then he's going to start issuing orders. From what you understand, either he's going to issue orders or he'll take them to court. Is that what it is? Something like that? No, he just said legal action would be taken. But to what degree, we don't know. But you gotta pray for those who have authority over you, regardless. And then you gotta vote. Because November cometh, and we gotta vote Christian. Got to vote for those who will uphold the Constitution and also uphold the rights of Christians. Like the one that's real big on me, the right to peacefully assemble to worship. Because right now, too many of our governors took that away. Oh, and by the way, this was not about a virus. This is a test run for control for one world government. And but there's a virus around. Well, go wash your hands. And Don't cough on anybody. And don't breathe in someone's face. And just be wise. Other than that, get back to work. But I mean, the truth of the matter is this whole thing was not about a virus. One world government, and we have to pray against this. But this goes to show you that we are in the last of the last days. I think God will have his way. I think there's going to be a window of time that we'll have here in America to go reach more people for the kingdom. And there will be a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God. Say, Miracle Man, how long is that time window? I don't know. Only God knows. Could be maybe a few weeks, maybe a month, maybe a few months or a year or several years. I don't know. But this was a practice run for one world government. The last prediction I'm going to make before I get into some other things is I think you are going to see America opening up organically. You saw that in one city in California, where a certain restaurant decided to open, even though they're in a state with a safer home order. I think you'll see more of that. I really do. And so, because it's getting warmer out, people are tired of sitting in their houses. And so I think you're going to see America open up organically. It won't just be they all wait for permission. And as time goes on, I think you'll see more reopen. And it's time for America to rise up and open up, because this cannot go on an infinitum. By an infinitum, by that I mean it can't be going on forever or indefinitely, because it's unsustainable. It's unsustainable, you know, when people can't pay their bills because they can't work, because their businesses are forced to stay closed. You say, what about the church? It's unsustainable for the church because certain people may not be able to get online, and if can't get online, unless there's a box set up in front of the church, it's harder to get tithes and offerings collected. And not only is the tithe a requirement from God, bring ye all the tithes, but also the tithe and offering is how the church functions. And so why we have to get our churches back open, so that people can present the tithes and offerings to the Lord and they can function. And hopefully these pastors will have the true fire of God in their bodies, I mean in their bellies. And we'll start to see more revival. And these seeker-sensitive churches, pastors, will repent to God and to their congregations. And that they'll begin to preach the uncompromised word of God. And so, we as Americans, you know, we just got to believe God. And for other countries, too, you just have to believe God and pray. And so, we're going to pull a little second on this Star Wars thing as to what the May 4th Be With You thing is about before I tell you how to be a part, and then we deal with this prayer stuff. And that is, you know, May the 4th be with you. What's that about? Well, today's May the 4th, and in the Star Wars movie, in one of these movies, it actually says, oh yeah, in most of them, it says, May the 4th be with you. And from that came the mantra, May the 4th be with you, referring to the fourth day of May. And it's kind of like the Star Wars slogan type thing. I don't know what to call it, but mantra, something like that. But that's why the whole May the 4th be with you, it kind of came to be. And I think it's neat. I like Star Wars myself. I really do. You say, have you watched every one of those movies yet? No. But I've watched all of the three newest ones. And the one from the very late 90s and maybe the 02 version and one of the 70s. So still have a couple of two 70s and the 05 one. Like three or four of them to watch yet. But good movies. And so if you want to watch them, more power to you. If not, then up to you. I've been telling you for the last bit over a month how we're supposed to pray about all this stuff that's going on right now. We need to curse the virus. Also, we need to curse the spirits behind it. The demon, which we have named Koran. Koran is Koran the Moron. Koran the Moron is the demon that has caused so much hysteria and fear. Stupid is the name of the demon or spirit that has gotten on our government officials, which has caused them to make orders. I didn't say laws, I said executive orders that are against the Constitution of the United States. That's what stupid has done. And then we are praying for our leaders who have authority over us, that they make the right decisions. And if they don't, that God deals with them. We're praying for the economy, that it comes back strong. We're praying for healthcare workers, healthcare providers. And then we're praying for our pastors. And then homework assignment. I have three ongoing homework assignments. One, Psalm 23, out loud, daily. Let your family hear it. Two, read Psalm 91 daily. Three, put a sign out in your yard that preaches. A one that says fear is a liar. Peace is a powerful friend. No fear here. You know, something like that. Oh, four. Number four. At high noon, that virus. Set a timer on your phone. That at noon, curse the virus and bless the Lord. You can't just curse the bad. You got to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. So we're going to deal with this right now. Lord Jesus, I come to you right now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for these listeners right now, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. We take a moment right now, and I curse this virus right now. I call it bound in the name of Jesus and dead and never to resurface, never to come back. Corona, you are gone. You're done. You're finished. Your spirit is broken. Quran, you're done. Dead. You are bound in the name of Jesus. And you can take your virus with you. You spirit who has gotten on our governors and mayors and such, I curse you, stupid, in the name of Jesus. Your assignment is done. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing. That your healing power is upon these people. I pray right now for any listeners right now who may have this virus. I pray that they would be healed right now in the name of Jesus. May symptoms go and health flow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I pray right now over our government officials. I pray that they would make godly decisions, wise decisions that are based on you. May our elected officials stop treating America like a hospital. And may they let the doctors be doctors. And may the governors and mayors and such, may they govern. And may the mayors may, whatever maying means. What does maying mean? Okay, may the mayors may, whatever that means. Yeah. May they lead the way they were intended to. And if they won't do what they're supposed to be doing, may they leave office and repent for what they're doing. And now, Lord, I curse the spirit of tyranny in the name of Jesus. It's broken. It's done. It's done. And I bless you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you right now for our economy. I pray that it would come back. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that our jobs would come back. I curse lack. I curse poverty. I curse unemployment and what's causing it. I curse lack of opportunities to earn money. And I curse all the spirits related to that. And I thank you, Lord God, for pent-up demand in this country that will be strong. And now, Lord, I thank you right now for our healthcare providers. I thank you, Lord God, that you are with them, that you're strengthening them. May they be wise in your eyes. May you show them what they're supposed to do. May they lead patients to you and other coworkers. And may they just be strong in you, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you for our pastors right now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for churches that have made the decision to open and for the many to be open and for the many more churches that will be opening very soon, including my own. And I pray that you would strengthen these pastors, comfort them, give them hope, and just, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of this, and that your will would be done in this. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. And now, I want to encourage your listeners to, you want to talk to me about anything you want to talk about, feel free to call in. The number to call is area code 215-383-3810. Again, that's 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener, and then you'll be able to talk to me. Praise God. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs. And first one is one that you may or may not remember from back in the day. And then I have another song that I'll sing for you. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good. So good, so good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, From generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good, so good, so good. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Yeah. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Who you are. For who you are. You are good. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. So glad that you're so good to us. Your mercy endures forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your mercy endures forever. Not my might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all lies, I will trust in you. Though the lions roar, though my enemies rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Lord, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the battle's hard, though the storms rage against me, I will not give up, no, I will not give in, I will not give up, I will not give in, I will not give up, I will not give in, no, it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. I put my hope in you. I put my trust in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are ever-present hope in time of need. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're always there for us. Whenever we need you, whenever we want you, you're always there. You're always making a way for us, even when there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord God, that you're with us right now. All these listeners, may they just put all battles aside for a few minutes to listen to the word of the Lord, to learn something from you, Jesus. Thank you that you're with us. You're strengthening us. You're guiding us. And that you're just enabling us to follow you the way that you would have us do. And I give you permission to interrupt me at any time as we study your word tonight, Lord God. And may be rich. May thank you that you use me as an oracle tonight. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in Jesus' name. And I confess over this program tonight that sponsors and partners come into this program. Thank you that increases in listenership come to this program, that finances come into this program, and most importantly, I thank you for a huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great program, this great radio show. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Turn with me, please, if you will, to the book of Psalms, Psalm number 91. I'm going to begin with verse 1. I want to encourage you to do whatever I do for the next while. Don't just sit at home and be like the little puppet. Follow along, because this is not just the show where I sit here and read and you listeners don't follow along on your phone or in your Bible or whatever else. Be a part, please. Hallelujah. Once it's found, I will begin to read. And you can feel free to just catch up. I'm in verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of ice cream. Oh, is that in there? Oh, no, it's not. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, meaning the Lord, he will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousand may fall at your side, a thousand at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe that your eyes will see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No evil shall befall you, in other words. And no disaster or plague will come near your tent or dwelling. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you. That was verse 11. Then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Underline 10 and 11 in your Bible. Psalms 91, in all your ways. They will lift you up with their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him with long life. I will satisfy him. Or the way we would say it, God said, I will satisfy him with long life, and I will show him my salvation. In other words, he will be saved. Psalm 92 now. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to his name. O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. To the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord, and how profound are your thoughts. The senseless man does not know. Fools do not understand that even though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of your adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar with Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age, and they will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." We're going to read Psalm 93, then we're going to go back and talk. The Lord reigns, for he is clothed in majesty. The Lord is clothed in majesty, and he is armed with strength. The word is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters. Mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statures stand firm. Holiness adorns your house, and endless days, O Lord. We're going back to Psalm 91 to talk about it. Oh, those are so powerful. You know, so fitting, you know. After you've went through something, maybe an experience in which maybe you had something happen, but God was there for you and he protected you from maybe something you couldn't see. Maybe a car was flying down the highway. Or maybe you were driving and there was this car. You know, the semi maybe was flying and it came right up behind you and almost hit you. But then somehow you were able to get away from them. When that happens, that's just God. Like when it looks for sure like you might have hit that vehicle or they might have hit you or whatever else it might be, whatever it could be that you were dealing with. By the way, Psalm 91 doesn't just apply to the car. It applies to everything. Many examples that you may hear, even in your church, might involve cars and driving. You know, in certain places like Africa or what have you. You have to play Psalm 91 before you step foot out of the house, before you step foot out of the bedroom even sometimes. Sorry that a snake doesn't just come up and bite you. Or some animal. Because there's so many different types of animals out there in the wild, in the jungle. The way that they don't just come and eat you. And because in these certain places, these animals are just ferocious. And here, a lot of times, it can be so easy to just take it for granted. And we just think, oh, maybe it could be I live in a safe area or I live in a rural area. The roads I drive in maybe don't have that many cars. Well, there's deer. It can't take Psalm 91 for granted. Now, let's go back to Psalm 91. I want to show you again what God is saying before. I mean, show you what God is saying and analyze that before I tell you examples of how this has worked in my life. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Which means he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, he who lives in God with God, will rest in the shadow, or you could say in the safety of the Almighty God. Powerful. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. That this here means the psalmist trusts God. We have to trust God. Trust him, not doubt him. Don't be like the 12 disciples who were in the storm. And we're fearful. And one yells out, Lord, save me. We're going to drown. I tell you what I'd be doing instead of that. I'd be looking at Psalm 91. They're quoting Psalm 91. Verse 3, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. That means he'll save you from whatever the pestilence may be. Maybe it could be there was a magnitude, a very high magnitude earthquake, and many people around you died and you didn't. Or a powerful tornado ripped through your neighborhood, killed people in the houses on either side of you, and destroyed their houses, but you didn't die and your house wasn't destroyed. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings, Under him you will find refuge. Refuge could be like security. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow, nor we fear the arrow that flies by day, or the fiery darts that fly by day. Meaning you won't be afraid of the night, of the darkness, or of the enemy. Still got to have wisdom, but you won't have fear. Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague at midnight. Notice it didn't say what kind of plague. Who knows what it could be? Could be, I don't know. Could be a lot of different things. Verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right, and but it won't come near you. There we go. Just like I said a few verses ago. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. That means there's a condition on it. That means you have to make the Lord, that means you have to know the Lord. You have to trust in him. And make him your refuge. Then, if you do that, then no evil will befall you. No plague will come nigh thy dwelling. For he will command his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. And then we always add, my pastor likes to say all these different things. No suicide, no murder, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, no fire, no flood, no crash, you know, no rapist, no burglar, these different things, no drug or drunk driver. And they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Probably meant a big stone, not just a little stone that you get in your sandals in the summer. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. Because he, that means because he or she or they. Because this family loves me, I will protect him, protect them. I will rescue them. I will rescue them. I will protect them. For he acknowledges my name. Or that family, that household, they acknowledge my name. and he will call upon me, and I will answer him or that family. I will be with him in trouble, or I will be with them in trouble, he says. I will deliver them and will honor them. With long life, for I will satisfy them with long life, and I will save their souls. Yes. And you see, so in order to live under that canopy of safety that the Lord provides, you have to know the Lord, and you have to trust in him. And you can't be living in fear. If you're always living in fear, or if you're always living in anxiety, it's not going to be so easy for you. And instead of living in fear and anxiety all the time, you got to say, I live and not die. I'm healthy and not sick. I'm strong and not weak. I'm blessed and not cursed. You got to make good confessions over yourself. And then you got to act to back them up, what you're saying. You say, what do you mean by act? Don't sit there and act anxious. Don't say, I'm going to live and not die, and then be all anxious and fearful. That's going to hurt you bad, because anxiety is not good for you. It's not. Fear is not good for you. And there's more to it than just it doesn't feel pleasant. And I'll give you a couple examples of Psalm 91 working in my life. One day, we're driving down the road, down Interstate 75 about 20 years ago it's on 75 down in the Flint area, and we were en route to a doctor's appointment that I was to go to in Ann Arbor, and the roads were in not good shape. I was a fourth grader at the time, and I found out the next day that on a certain day that I had the appointment, there was no school up here because of the road conditions, but we were driving down state to the appointment, thinking, it'll be fine. And we're driving slowly, but safely. But then this huge truck came right near us. Somehow we couldn't see it. Mom couldn't see it. And he hits us and we spin. Big time. And then a certain part of the car gets pushed in like 18 inches. Crazy stuff. And then we stopped. Had to wait a little bit for the police, but not too long. We get into police car. I get taken by police, my mom by ambulance, to one of the Flint hospitals. My mom gets put in condition. Yes, she gets put in serious condition. And through that whole thing, even the police heard me say this, my mother will live and not die. I will live and not die. And I kept saying it, and I kept saying that, and I kept believing that. And I kept saying, we believe Psalm 91. We believe Psalm 91. We're protected by the Lord. We're, you know, and then I'm sitting there in the waiting room for a few hours, and different medical professionals are sitting near me, and I'm watching movies, and they're asking me questions here and there. Did you wear a seatbelt? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just, you know, they wanted to make sure, asking me how I was feeling. I was saying, you know, other than they said, yeah, I'm feeling real good. Not in pain. And someone from the local church came and got me and brought me back home. My mom had to stay in the hospital for only a couple of days. It was actually, I saw it as a miracle how quick she got to get out of there. And we're proof that Psalm 91 works. And then about a month later, we had a couple different people in my church get in very serious car crashes, 3 days apart. They all lived, thank you, Jesus. One of them was ejected from a car. But like I said, thank you, Jesus, they all lived. And the safety of the Lord was with them. The Lord was with them. They all could have died. They all could have died. I could have died in that car accident with my mom, but I didn't. I believe God. And, you know, now we're a little more careful about the roads and that, but that's not fear, that's wisdom. And God has kept me through a lot of different things. And even when I was little, and the spirit of death was upon me, my mom was speaking life, and I lived. And the Lord said, I will reward those who seek me with long life. That means provided that they stay under the canopy, they continue to believe me. They continue to trust in me. In other words, they continue to have faith. Trust is faith. Faith is trust. If you're living in fear, you got to replace that fear with faith. You have to. Can't be dwelling in fear and let that spirit of fear just control you, bully you, and just try to just control the way you live your life all the time and just steal your joy. That's what the devil wants. That's what fear wants. Can't live in fear. Got to live in peace. The peace. You got to be trusting the Lord. The Bible says, some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but I put my trust in the Lord my God. That's what I do myself. I put my trust in the Lord my God. From Psalm 92, that talks about how I will sing of his love in the morning and his faithfulness at night. And well, in lies Psalm 92 as well, because that's another powerful one. The Lord reigns, for he is clothed in majesty. His name is just majestic. He is majestic. He is clothed in majesty and is armed with strength. It means he's strong. The word is firmly established, meaning the word of the Lord is firmly established. It cannot be moved. I mean, no matter what you say, it can't change the word. It can't move it. His throne was established long ago. And from all, and it is established for all eternity. That means the word is the word is the word, and it never changes. The seas have, and we continue with Psalm 92. I was reading Psalm 93, my mistake. Back to Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to his name, O Most High, to proclaim my love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the 10-string and harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy the work of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound are your thoughts. The senseless man, he doesn't know. Fools, they don't understand. That even though wicked spring up, the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of your adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. We don't have any of those in Michigan, by the way. Got to go to Florida for those. They grow like a cedar with Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." That means he is a rock. He's a solid rock. It kind of goes, that's where we get the part of that song that I like to sing sometimes, combined with that special canto by the Dilma Jesus. That part, that song where it talks about Jesus is the way when there seems to be no other. He's the rock that is higher than I. And he's the bridge over my struggle. He is a friend of mine. Hallelujah. 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 He is my rock. He's a solid rock. And the word of the Lord. Now, I read a lot of 3, so I'm going back to 93. Seas were lifted up, O Lord, the seas were lifted up. The voice of the seas was lifted up, the pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. My statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. That means the Lord is holy. He's so holy. There's no wickedness to be found in him at all. At all. And I'm going to sing that chorus of that song. Just feels good right now. He's the way when there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge over my struggles. Jesus is a friend of mine. He's the way when there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge. He's a bridge over my struggle. Yeah, Jesus is a friend of mine. There can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's mine. He's a way when there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge over my struggles. He is a friend of mine. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. Come on, he's my friend. Come on, he's my friend. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the way when there seems to be no other. You're the rock. You're the rock, Jesus, that is higher than I. Your word never changes. Your word never fails. Your word is firm. And you're the bridge over my struggle. You're the bridge over my trouble. You are a friend of mine. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord, for your safety upon us, for your peace. Thank you that we get to live under your canopy. As long as we trust you, as long as we confess you, as long as we don't take this for granted, we can rely on you. We can depend on you and lean on you, Jesus. And you can just keep us safe as we trust in you, Lord God. We put our trust in you, our hope in you. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. And until next time, God first. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.